The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Many of us are now celebrating Donald Trump's inauguration to the presidency. In my opinion, a miracle brought this about. Consider, he had no political experience. He faced an opponent with decades of government involvement. He was outspent probably 2-1. He constantly made the media his enemies by exposing their lies. All major polls showed him defeated going into election day. He even lost the popular vote. And only the great wisdom of America's founders in establishing the Electoral College made possible his win. I describe Donald Trump's ascendancy to the White House as a miracle. Another miracle occurred in 1789 in the approval of our Constitution, as many of America's founders pointed out. On April 30th, 1789, George Washington took the first oath of office of the presidency as prescribed by the Constitution. Having his right hand raised and his left hand on the Bible, he stated, quote, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States." And then Washington added, "So help me God," and then leaned over and kissed the Bible. He then began to give his first inaugural address, stating, quote, "It would be improper to omit in this first official act my fervent supplications to that Almighty Being who rules over the universe, who presides in the councils of nations, and whose providential aids can supply every human defect, that his benediction may consecrate to the liberties and happiness of the people of the United States a government instituted by themselves for these essential purposes." He then went on to say, "No people can be bound to acknowledge the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency." Washington then stated, "These reflections have forced themselves too strongly on my mind to be suppressed. The foundations of our national policy," he said, "will be laid in the pure and immutable principles of private morality and the preeminence of free government, which can win the affections of its citizens and command the respect of the world." "We ought to be no less persuaded," he said, "that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. And since the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps as finely staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people, I shall take my present leave, but not without resorting once more to the benign parent of the human race in humble supplication, that since he has been pleased to favor the American people with a government for the security of their union, so his divine blessings may be equally displayed in the peaceful consultations on which the success of this government must depend." Ladies and gentlemen, I've just quoted part of the very first inaugural address by George Washington. And while Donald Trump is certainly no George Washington, shouldn't we fall on our face and admit our need of God's wisdom and leadership? Shouldn't we resolve in our hearts to pray that we and our government servants would do that very thing? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.